This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni.
Music at that time was pretty simplistic. You know, there was subjects were finding a girl, losing a girl, in love with a girl. It revolved around girls. Getting girls and...
That's Stephen Glaser, both talking and singing. Back in the day, he was known as Scott Stevens, as in Scott Stevens and the Cavaliers. The Cavaliers weren't just a run-of-the-mill 1950s doo-wop band. They were one of the first racially integrated bands of the era. Stephen Glaser was white and, by the end, the only white person in the band. And he's Jewish. After much encouragement, including from a fortune cookie, Stephen Glaser wrote a book about his mid-century time with the Cavaliers. I asked him what motivated his writing in this book, titled White Boy, A Rock and Roll Story.
I think the main reason was, to coin a Kansas song, Dust in the Wind. I just didn't want to be Dust in the Wind. I always felt that there were very few people that knew anything about the Cavaliers and what we went through. And the story is really about all of the thousands of singers and performers that were just as good or better than sometimes the artists of the day that were successful. But just for a simple twist of fate, racial prejudice, bigotry, or life just getting in the way, didn't make it. And the other reason I wanted to write the book, especially in these times, was people don't really have a baseline as to how far the African-American community has come since 1958 when I was recording. And my group was one of the first integrated groups of the 50s. And some of the reasons that I think we were not successful was because of the things that were thrown in our way to stop us from being successful because we were an integrated group. And people today, or especially young people, don't have a baseline as to see where it was just before the movement and Martin Luther King and the protests started. People today don't know, young kids don't know how it was then and how it is now. People all over need to have a baseline as to how far we've come as a nation with regard to racial and religious prejudice, but maybe how far we're sliding back. I could have called the book Scott Stevens and the Cavaliers of Musical History, but White Boy is, we call it a hook in a song. It's to get to people to say, oh, what is this all about, White Boy? And the last performance of the Cavaliers, I was at the Apollo Theater. I was on stage with Little Anthony and the Imperials, Brooke Benton, Della Reese, Wilbur Harrison, the guy at Kansas City, and the Cavaliers. By that time, my entire group was African American. I was the only white boy in the show, the audience, the band. And I was more welcome and accepted and liked in Harlem than any other place in the United States. I think that is something that I felt that should be told.
That was Stephen Glaser, formerly known as Scott Stevens of the Cavaliers. He'll be signing copies of his book, White Boy, A Rock and Roll Story, at the Mayfair Barnes & Noble this Saturday afternoon from 2 to 5 o'clock. Discover more at whqr.org.